It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made
it. It's now 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. If you're following us on Twitter this morning, you notice that we're going to have a conversation with Vanessa Williams, late of Desperate Housewives, started off her career as Miss America for a while. She's been working with the Special Olympics, great project. What is her latest interest and project? I find her to be an attractive, intelligent, sort of a fun person to watch. And so, why not talk to her? That's what I figure, right? Is she there now, Richie? Apparently, she's there now.
She's so excited. It's early for her. I love
it. All right. So let's do... Well, I'm not getting any direction from the...
Yeah, she's...
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Vanessa.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Why not talk to me?
Why not
Let's
talk to you?
Let's do it.
Why not? Absolutely. What the heck? I was only going, you know what? It was either you or following the California driver's test. That was the choice I had to make.
Oh, boy.
At the
I'd
moment.
Pick Vanessa. I don't know about pick you guys. Vanessa.
Oh, thank you. I'm flattered.
When you were just a wee little person, what did you think your life was going to be all about?
Well, I grew up about an hour outside of New York City and always would go to see the latest Broadway shows with my family. And so I knew that I wanted to be on Broadway from a very early age, but the fact that it's a reality is fantastic. So, and it's one of those tangible goals. I knew that it was a matter of a good audition and sticking to it, and I've been lucky. My dreams have come true.
Roberta Facinelli, who's on this program with me, has a daughter that's in the Fame High School in New York City, and as I watch Roberta tutor her daughter, who's a wonderful girl, I think about women like you who've come along, had a dream early on, men too, I guess, but maybe more with you, I'm interested in how this sort of materialized through your high school years, your mother and the sort of support. Well, who supported you? You had a dream, but who helped you make the dream come true?
My family. I mean, both my parents are music teachers. I had to study piano and French horn for 9 years. I did marching band and concert choir and every school production we had. And so I was, I think, very well prepared for a musical theater major, which I majored at Syracuse University. And, you know, of course, having parents as teachers, you know, I had a lot of teachable moments in my youth, and they were extremely supportive. And I've got a younger brother who's also an actor, and you know, so I've got, you know, I had a wonderful foundation of parents that cared and took time and educated me, and you know, didn't tell me to get a real job when I said I wanted to be in the arts.
Vanessa Williams is here with us. She's on Desperate Housewives these days, but you've been in a lot of... The thing about you that I find interesting is that you've been able to sort of spread your wings. Maybe as you've just explained to us your beginning, it makes more sense. You've had a successful career as a singer. You certainly have done any number of television programs, been in movies. If you look at the things that you've done, we were just talking earlier before you came on the air about you being an eraser with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. When you think on the things that you have done, what have you found the most satisfaction or had the most fun doing? And I'm not sure those two always go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, the most, I think, gratifying and where I really feel I'm allowed to do everything that I do is Broadway, because I get a chance to dance and sing and act live with a fantastic ensemble in front of, you know, an audience that changes 8 shows a week. It's tremendously grueling, but it's really what I think is my forte, because, you know, I love to, and I've had the opportunity to work with some fantastic people. I've worked with Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine twice, you know, Hal Prince, and I did Kiss the Spider Woman. He directed that, and Kander and Ebb wrote the music for Kiss, and did off Broadway way before that, St. Louis Woman, which is Harold Arlen music, and I did Sondheim and Sondheim last season on Broadway at Studio 54 for The Roundabout. So it's you know, I've been able to work with some fantastic people and extraordinary talent that has surrounded me. So I think that's my absolute favorite.
You're laying it on nicely, giving credit to people who have helped you or that you've worked with. What do people think about you. As I listen to you, we've never spoken before. I hear a lot of intelligence. I hear a good attitude, sort of grounded. Maybe that's when you're with your friends, do they treat you as a friend, just like many other people, or do they acknowledge that you're successful and good at what you do in a way that maybe makes you seem elevated a little bit? I think you know what I'm saying.
No. I live in my hometown. I've raised my four kids in my hometown as well, so I've got a lot of the same friends that I went to high school with. A lot of my dear friends from college are still in my life. I have a very strong, core of friends that have supported me and known me for years. So, again, being a parent, I've been a mom for 24 years next week. That my oldest daughter will be 24. So I've had no choice but to be grounded and responsible, because that's what happens when you're a parent.
Isn't that hard, though, Vanessa? I mean, isn't it hard not to get caught up in that whole celebrity Hollywood, I'm going to buy a big mansion on the hill and that whole lifestyle, though? How do you keep...
Well, because I live in my hometown, so yeah. I don't live in Hollywood, you know. So I think that's exactly why I chose to raise my kids, you know, outside of the city and the suburbs and the community where I grew up. I knew how I turned out. I knew how... with the values that I had and what I admired about my environment and community, and that's why I chose to, you know, once they were ready for school, we all moved back to New York.
Now, are your kids ready for showbiz, or are they doing their own thing now?
Well, actually, my son just graduated on Sunday from high school, so he's
cool.
Going into design. He's going to design school for sneakers as his passion.
Oh, cool.
My 22-year-old just graduated from college last month in May, and she was a dance major with a liberal arts degree. So she also writes music, and she's very talented and creative, so she can go any which way she wants. And my oldest is in the fashion industry, does a lot of writing, also sells real estate, so, you know, they're all finding their way. And my 11-year-old, she's the one that's, if I were going to bank on anyone having her own show, it would be Sasha Fox.
It's amazing to me that you have a 25-year-old. I mean, you look awesome. I can't even believe
24,
it.
Yeah, had her. Well, you know, I got married at 23 and had my first at 24, so I started early, but, I'm glad I started early, and I'm, happy to have had four kids and been able to have a career at the same time.
Vanessa Williams is with us. Everybody knows you're in Desperate Housewives, and a lot of people talk about that. I'm interested in your being involved in the Special Olympics, which has just concluded, I think, hasn't it, in Greece?
No, actually, I'm leaving today.
Oh, you're going today.
I'm going. Our opening ceremony is this Saturday in Greece, so I'm doing the commentating with the athletes parade in, and then I'm going to do a tribute to Eunice and Sergeant Shriver with Stevie Wonder. So that'll all happen this weekend, and then the games will begin. And I've been a board member on the international board for almost 10 years and just had to rotate off. But, always been a big supporter, and it's a great organization. I started out with supporting them when I was did the very special Christmas album, and from then I became a board member, and it's just fantastic. And I'm actually in New York today before I leave to do this Samsung experience, which is basically a brand new refrigerator that has apps on it, and
this intrigues me, as you were talking about being it sounded like you. You may be the cook as well. When you're home with the children, you have all kinds of opportunities to do things that maybe you liked as a kid, what your parents were doing. And this thing that I'm looking at, it's an LCD refrigerator. How in the world?
It's basically the top-selling refrigerator right now by Samsung, and they've got an 8-inch screen on the front and has apps already downloaded. So
apps like what?
You can get Epicurious, so you can punch in and look up a recipe that you want.
I love
Epicurious. You can do Pandora and play music if you want to has some music to cook by. It has AP News. You can check your Twitter on it. They have a WeatherBug app.
That's
and they've
hilarious.
Got Google Calendar, so you can get rid of all that stuff on the corkboard and on the magnets in the front of your traditional refrigerator, and just set up your calendar that way.
So you can rotate pictures on this thing too, then, instead of having
eventually.
All the pictures. Yeah.
So how have you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You can scan. You'll be able to do a slideshow. Absolutely.
Awesome. How have you developed, or how have you accepted technology? We were talking earlier about this being the 40th anniversary of email. So as you grew up. And were you, do you feel very comfortable around all sorts of technology, or sometimes?
I'm a little slow on the draw, so, you know, but once I'm introduced to it, then I'm pretty voracious. So I just started actively tweeting on my Twitter. I'm VW Official on my Twitter. So I love the fact that you can actually check your Twitter email on the refrigerator, because I usually would have my computer set up in another room and run back and forth in the kitchen. But I'm slowly. I mean, I can't believe email is 40 years old. For me, I think I've only been doing it for probably about 10 or so.
Yeah. So it's, what is it on Twitter? VW what?
I found
VW
you already.
VW Official.
VW Official.
Yeah.
All right. And do you have Facebook page as well?
I have a Facebook page, at Vanessa Williams, and VanessaWilliams.com. Finished 16 shows over in Japan, so I'm between performing and television, I always keep my fans up to date.
So we had Richie last week or the week before. We were talking about this. There was a video we had, Vanessa, at DougStefan.com, that showed a Corning, the reality of the future with a Corning look at glass everywhere. And I didn't see one of these fridges, but
they did.
Was it a fridge in it?
Yeah, there was a fridge. Vanessa, it was a video. Corning made a video of showing you what the future home is going to look like and what glass will do and how computers are just into the glass in your walls and your bathroom mirror and on your refrigerator, and how you can just drag pictures and just take your finger and write notes on the refrigerator to everybody.
Right, very cool.
And it was super cool, and this is the first stage of it.
How much time does it take to do Desperate Housewives? How do you do that back and forth?
We start shooting in mid-July and finish top of May. So I brought my youngest daughter to go to school out in California, just so I wouldn't be going back and forth. But it's like almost like a school year. I've got the June and May, June off, and back to work in July.
Really? So then you can do some of these other things that you like to do as well.
Yes.
Very cool. Well, I'm sure you're having a good time with life. You're enjoying your children, which is important, and the things that you're good at. What better way can you put forth an example for others? You're good at stuff, you enjoy doing it, and you're able to communicate the fact that this is what we all ought to aspire to do. Whatever your dream is, you grab hold of it and make it work.
That's exactly true.
Yeah, good for you. Nice to chat with you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
All right, you have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye, Vanessa.
Vanessa Williams. The business with the gadgets, my God.
Is that awesome? I'm telling you, that Corning, you can still go to our website and see that Corning video. It's the coolest thing.
But you know what, with regard to her, now I learned a lot about her that I didn't
awesome,
know before.
She's awesome,
but she's very, you can tell by listening to her voice, very grounded. It's not about me being a star, yada, yada, yada. So what's the tweet again? VW Official?
It's VW Official.
All right, so we have that connected, and Facebook will do all our connecting there as well.
Yep.
I'd leave that to you, Jennifer and Jerichi.
Okay, sir.
I could give it to Roberta, but it wouldn't get done. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
In the past 2 months, over 2,000 natural disasters have been recorded. With the ongoing economic crash, millions of Americans can't afford food. Also, because of the exploding price of fuel, many farmers can't afford to plant their crops. We must take control of our greatest dependency, food. Folks, you can trust eFoods Direct, the 28-year veteran of long-term storable foods, and they're here to help. For a limited time, when you place your order for a 3-week supply of the best storable food on the planet, you will receive the fourth week absolutely free. You will save $75 and receive a full month's supply for less than $8 a day. This offer ends on June 22nd, so act now and buy three to get the fourth one free from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or go online to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot. Summertime! Beginning of summer later today, summertime 2011. Some of the traditional summer songs that some of us get sick of, and
well,
some
of us just, you know, it's a fun song, but
that's okay. But there are no new songs. Yesterday we played, what was the name of the guy that we had yesterday, and you were complaining about him in the
in the birthday
here
section.
Here comes summer.
Yeah,
that's an older
night from 1960.
Right.
All
right, so here, well, Richie, stop complaining and create a new summer song.
That's your job.
Brian Adams, summer of 69. A montage of some of the best summer tunes here over today and tomorrow. We'll play a bunch of these. Bananarama's Cruel Summer.
My new Facebook question, Jennifer.
Yes.
What's your favorite summer song?
Good one.
What is that one by Kid Rock that just came out?
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, let's get that up on Facebook and get the results. Richie as well. That should have been our poll today, actually.
See, this is a fun old one. It's timeless.
Yeah. Well, some of the others, you just don't like it.
No, Mungo Jerry.
Our poll today at DougSteffen.com. What's your favorite thing about summertime? A, the weather. B, cooking on the grill. C, going to the pool or the beach. D, it stays light so much later. E, the Beach Boys and summer music.
Do you want to know what our Facebook friends are saying about that?
What are they saying?
They're saying, Johanna said thunderstorms. That is a pretty cool part of summer.
I love thunderstorms, yeah.
Michael Powers says barbecue at the lake. And then BZEP Polly says, in Alaska, June 21st is merely the beginning of the end.
Yeah, right.
Now on the days will start to get shorter, colder, and until winter.
I want a reminder to that. All right, here's Sly, the Family Stone, another great traditional sort of rocky summer tune, hot fun in the summertime.
Summer breeze.
Seals and Crofts. Buster Poindexter with his hot, hot, hot.
You're on fire, feeling hot, hot, hot.
Here's a good one, Richie. The Catalinas. Summertime's calling me. I love this song.
Yeah, good stuff. Not one of my old rockabilly guys here, though.
Eddie Cochran.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no fun without the summertime.
I'm a gonna read the first, I'm a
what is the lyric line? Hold on. Let's play one if we get to the line.
About a working old summer.
Ain't no cure for the summertime.
That's how it is. Ain't no cure for the summertime. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm a coma, baby. Try to get a date.
All right. Here's another oldie but a goodie, one of your favorites.
Yep. Seven Spoonful. Reminds me of the great days listening to Dick Summer, one of the great disc jockeys and air personalities of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. He retired to Philadelphia, so I hear this and I hear his voice on the air.
Get a little bluesy here.
Eddie Cochran back again.
No.
Is that who this is? Oh, no, Janis. This is Janis Joplin.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
All right. Freddie Cannon. Another great, great, great song from high school years.
Yeah, it was a great, great song from my high school years.
Alice Cooper.
Actually, before my brother's high school years.
Goes out pretty much everywhere this week.
Here's one
Cheryl Crow.
Yeah, this is my high school.
Yeah, there you go. Chicago, Richie.
Absolutely.
Saturdays, and I'm trying to figure out how we can do a band concert, local bands at the farm Saturday night.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Be Jan and fun. Dean, though, here's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah. What do you think of that, Charlotte? And Johnny Rivers.
Of course. Love Johnny Rivers.
The Boss. Roberta.
Oh, I was going to say, you didn't have this one. Yes.
There it is. Everybody's still talking about the passing of Clarence.
Yeah.
Queen of Cheap coming up in a few minutes. Deals today from Amazon, Chili's, and some other specials up her sleeve. Oh, my God, Richie.
I'm a girl watcher.
Had to get the old occasions. Well, we'll get more of these. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm a girl watcher.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, with its U.S. advertising revenue nearing $2.2 billion in 2011, Facebook will become the largest profiteer of display advertising. This isn't just a trend for Facebook. Other web portals will see advertising growth as more dollars move online. In other news, the FCC recently announced that it would work to stop cell phone companies from overcharging their customers. The commission has received many reports from customers getting nickel and dimed with repeated unauthorized monthly charges. And finally, Google has struck a deal with the British Library to make 250,000 items from its collection available online. It will take Google 3 years to digitize the out-of-print texts, ranging from colonial history to pamphlets about Marie Antoinette. Google has already scanned 13 million books worldwide. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now we've got new lower prices on Weather Shield pressure-treated decking. The water-repellent coating means you won't have to stain or seal it for up to a year after you install it. So you save money and man-hours. That's big savings that could help lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can build a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Now 33 after the hour, celebrating summertime. The opportunity is here. It presents itself. It's up to you whether or not you can enjoy successfully what goes on in our world in the summertime. The circumstances present themselves, i.e. the weather, the sun, the beauty that is summertime in much of our country. If you are being lured to a distant place and it's difficult for you to get there, well, think about the airfare we were talking about earlier this morning. If you want to go someplace late in the summer, not early, but later on in the summer, you have a chance to book that now, save some dough. By the end of the day today, most of the airlines will match much of what Southwest and AirTran, same company, have done. So you have that opportunity. You also have the opportunity to not, if you're not waiting, yeah, you maybe have a great park or something that's near you. You can go out and wander around. Take the dog for a walk. Take the family for a walk. Even if it's just like 3 or 4 hours, it's different. It gets you off of whatever your grind, your routine is. And let's face it, one of the things that's most dissatisfying for people who are in relationships, marriages, et cetera, you hear mostly women complain, but sometimes men, that it's the same thing over and over again. There's nothing new. There's no challenge. There's no excitement. There's no stimulation. Mm. You do the same thing,
yeah,
the same way. You got to shake it up.
Yeah.
So if you do that, then you keep maybe your spouse will say, wow, what's happened to you? You're not like you were. Well, that's part of making the choices as you get older. Do you want to be a stick in the mud? Or do you want to be exciting or perceived to be someone who is exciting? Maybe you turn the world upside down just a little bit at a time. But the most successful relationships, I think, are the ones that that keep the other person guessing to a point. You understand? I mean, some people like predictability. Yeah, right. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying.
Is my spouse going to come home tonight or are they going to go out and drink again?
Keep you guessing.
I'm keeping you guessing, baby.
All right, let's not guess anymore. The Queen of Cheap is here with deals today from Amazon and Chili's. Those are all highlighted, by the way. When Roberta's all done, there'll be something that'll tweak your interest. You can find
She's
it
the queen
in the Queen of Cheap box at DougStephan.com.
It's Roberta Bessarelli.
Okay, Dougie, we've got 2 deals just for today, so you got to get them today because they're going to expire.
Right.
First one is Chili's. You get a free kids meal. Actually, you get two free kids meals per adult entree. Mm-hmm. And we have a form that you can fill out, and then Chili's will email you a special coupon that you can take in there and get your kids to eat free. Also today, because it's the first day of summer, all 394 national parks are offering free admission. Now, everybody thinks about the national parks like the Grand Canyon and Yosemite, you know, the big guys. But there's tons of little tiny national parks all over the country. Right here on Long Island in Oyster Bay, there's the Teddy Roosevelt Museum and House, which is a national park of all things. So we have the list of all the national parks listed in the country, and you can go and see if you can find one near you. And most of the kids are out of school right now, so you can take them to a national park today. Hobby Lobby has 40% off one item. They're kind of like a Michaels. You know, they're like a hobby store, craft store, stuff like that. I love it to buy frames because frames are usually so expensive. So if you get 40% off, that's really great. Amazon.com has The Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling, free. This is a great opportunity to get the book, you know, either read it to your kids or have your kid read it and then watch the Disney movie. It kind of makes a nice rainy day activity. And Jif, you know, those peanut butter people have this new thing that they've come out. It's like a portable peanut butter cup that you can take with you and then dip your veggies or pretzels or finger or whatever in it and eat the peanut butter. And we have the opportunity to get a free sample if you want to try it out. We have the coupon and all the information on DougStethin.com. Just go to the website or GoodDayShow.com. Look for my gorgeous picture, and you'll find all this stuff there.
Yeah, this is gorgeous. This is a cruel stuff. So you have today's deal,
right,
yesterday's deal, mm-hmm, the things that we've talked about in the last week or 2 weeks or whatever it is. You can find some of them, and they still apply. Some of them do.
Oh, a lot of them. Most of them do. A couple of things are just for that day, but most of them are good for a while.
And learn about Roberta Fasanelli, the co-host box is there with Richie and Jennifer's picture and Roberta, and you can find out more about them. Plus, we have Dr. Ken's Daily Dose today. He focuses on food allergies. All we're here trying to help you out and give you information that you wouldn't find someplace else. Better Living, Andrea is doing her thing. More people, she's very smart about this, wrote the book called Naked Fitness. Everybody, wow, let's exercise in the naked state.
In the naked?
I always wanted a video with, like, naked guys, like really good looking
guys. Yeah, I'm sure you. Yeah, absolutely,
exercising.
Roberta.
Yep, I think that'd be, like, fun.
Yeah.
You think, Jen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of,
yeah, totally.
Whole lot of fun.
Motivated in the morning.
Say that again.
Motivated in the morning. More ways
motivated
than one.
What she said.
Him. But they said. All right. So we also have on the Twitter, following this Lance Bass. I'm trying to figure this out here. This may be good for our television report in a minute, Jennifer.
It is.
What Lance Bass is doing with VH1.
Mm-hmm, I have the story for you. And I'm so excited about
it.
Wow. I know.
Now, there's also at DougStephan.com today the story of this exclusive dating site for those of you. And we know there are a lot of single people who are listening of all ages and people who want to kind of figure out who gets to hang around with whom. Is that a good English statement? I think it is, right? At beautifulpeople.com, there were lots of really beautiful people until the dating site got hacked. So this is the story is that somehow or other beautifulpeople.com got invaded by 30,000 ugly people.
I know.
You can get
the attack of the ugly.
That's really what it is, yeah.
I love the name of the virus that attacked them. It's called the Shrek virus.
Shrek virus.
I would date Shrek. I think he's nice.
Really?
Yeah.
And there's a press release came out from them yesterday. Quote, we got suspicious when tens of thousands of new members were accepted over a six-week period, many of whom were not oil painting. I don't understand what that means. The unattractive additions were cast off the island, and a hotline was set up to handle those people who had hurt feelings. Is this a site that works like you have somebody who is, I mean, most of these sites, I guess, work the same way. You see informational point on a person or a picture of them, and you send your information to them? Is that really what happened? Instead of there being pictures of some gorgeous guy who's 6 feet tall and buff, a picture of Shrek shows up. Is that basically what happened? I think that's what happened.
Probably.
But why would somebody do that, though? I don't get. What's in it?
Who would go on beautifulpeople.com right now? Anyway, I mean, not to put them down.
Shall we find out? Let's go there and see.
I would never date a guy who put himself on beautifulpeople.com.
Beautifulpeople.com.
No. Why not?
Would you put yourself on beautifulpeople.com?
Well, duh.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, but seriously, I wouldn't. I don't know. It just seems so.
Think it's egotistical?
Yeah. I don't want to date a guy who takes longer to get ready than I do.
Yeah, but you don't want Coyote Ugly either.
All right,
you
let's
can
see
get
here.
Plenty of decent manly men somewhere else. You're not going to get a good manly guy.
Manly men.
I like men who use a lot of product.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I really like a man who takes care of his skin.
What's a good contemporary?
Who uses moisturizer.
Well, I do that. I do
obviously
that
not a fan of mine then.
You know, who uses hair product.
Soap and water and shampoo, baby.
You know,
that's
you
it.
Uses
so what's a good
a body wash.
What's
you know?
A good cologne for men these days, Roberta?
A good cologne. I love the Bulgari colognes. Those
Bulgari.
Yeah.
Really? Why?
That just
I just
doesn't
love the
sound
way they
appealing.
Smell.
Bulgari.
All right, so I'm
that's
on
what
the
Bruce wears. That's why
beautifulpeople.com dating. He wears Bulgari?
Yes.
How do you know?
I just know. It's just one of those little bits of information that I know.
All right, so here's what happens, Richie. You go to beautifulpeople.com. You connect with beautiful men and women in your local area. Wow. You can chat live
my wife,
with
my wife
beautiful
might have
men
a problem with that, but yeah, I'll go check it
you
out.
You can make an intimate connection. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
It's for work.
Meet real beautiful people who actually look in real life as they do online. Is that a problem with you? Well, I guess it is if Shrek shows up. Attend exclusive parties and events. Be discovered.
This
be
is
part
so
of the world's largest, most exclusively beautiful community. Browse beautiful profiles of men and women without sifting through all the riffraff.
Yeah, you know
available
what?
Available
yeah.
in the Deutsch, by the way, in case you need to go around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm with Jennifer. Okay, I want to hang with normal people that just happen to be beautiful.
Dude,
did
you see the picture on the homepage? There's like a guy doing some sort of street dancing. There's a woman laying with a lion.
Right.
There's another chick with the snake crawling up her leg. I mean, give me a break. Who even wants to talk to these people, much less date them?
Beautifulpeople.com, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
It's
but how many
know.
Of these, how many different websites are there that are
it
dating
looks like
sites?
The website for a Broadway show.
I protest. Yeah.
Okay, you can protest. Anyway, this story is interesting, and that's
I'm going to sign Doug up.
Yeah,
you do that. Put your home email address and phone number in there.
You should have heifer.com. Okay. That way, people can be your dating
women who are cows.
Yeah.
Cow. No, but that would be funny.
Uh-huh.
Right. What man would go to a dating website called Heifer?
There's a what was that farm dating website? We had the people that created it
farm,
a few years ago. What was it called?
Date,
where it's like
farm
good old
date?
Farm girls and good old farm boys get to hook up, meet each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see, now you're presenting them as if they were all hicks.
I'm presenting you as if you're a hick.
Many of the people who are on many of the people who are farmers, young farmers and even middle-aged farmers, are very attractive. They're not the old Mr. Green Jeans sort, Richie, which you want people to believe in your ignorance as well.
Would you say that
about.
You and Edgar are the classic farm fellas?
No.
No?
No. Not even close.
Really?
Yeah.
So what is classic?
Classic? In terms of what people think they're going to get from experiences in the last 40 years or so? Somebody who's in green jeans. And has maybe chewing on a little hay, et cetera, et cetera. All right, let's spend some time getting people in shape before Jennifer brings us up to date on what's going on in the world of television. MetaFast and the success stories. Roberta?
I am loving it, absolutely loving it. And the more I do it, the more I want to stay on it.
Well, you've lost a good deal
I've
of weight.
I've lost 32 pounds. Yeah. Everybody says that I look the best I have ever
and Richie,
looked.
And Richie, the same thing with Richie. When you see Richie and people around, well, hey, what
I
happened to you? What'd
great.
You do?
I feel great. And I love that it's so easy. You know,
you know
I'm
what?
So busy, and it's basically you can be brain dead and do this diet.
I had a big weekend grilling out and all that stuff with Father's Day weekend. Uh-huh. Put a couple on, come over, hit me some
cool
MetaFast this week, and drop back down to 198.
You lose it so fast. If you make a mistake and you slip up,
you know
you get right back on it.
It's
comes
the
right
weird
off.
Thing, yeah. If you go out and you have a big meal, and then the next day you look and you're up 2 or 3 pounds, boom, one good day,
yep,
you know,
down
my
couple.
Metafast shakes,
yep,
for breakfast and lunch.
Shake it off.
I'm right back to where I was.
And you know what I really love about it? That, you know, you have to eat the five meals, their meals, and then the one lean and green. Those five meals, if you want, could be their soft serve ice cream, their brownie.
You could eat six bars a day or five bars.
Sometimes, when I really get depressed, I take a brownie, I put the soft serve on top of it and crumble one of their peanut butter bars on top. I do three meals at once.
There
you're
not
go. Supposed to, but at least. But
that's
I know
like
that I'm
putting
still,
milk
it's still
in
legal.
The,
you know, you can still do it.
Doug mixing his ice cream with ice cream.
But it's great. You can have five desserts a day if you want.
I mean, hear all this testimony. Hear all this excitement. You hear all the enthusiasm. Call 800-506-4115. Use the code Dr. Ken to save $50 on the MetaFast program and the product. 800-506-4115. You will not hear me say this any more enthusiastically than I have with the folks who've been on this since the first of the year. So many people have lost so much weight. I wish we
anybody
started.
Who walks up to me and says, "How did you do it?" They are now doing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yeah. I've had like four different friends go on it.
Yeah.
800-506-4115. MetaFast.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Hi, Jennifer.
Yes,
this,
sir.
This story with the focus on Lance Bass from NSYNC working with VH1. We have the story at DougStephan.com. It's a new boy band competition show, and a lot of
so
the
good.
Boy band judges from the big boy bands.
Right.
Are they mentoring, or what are they doing here?
Well, apparently Lance Bass is turning himself into a little reality TV show guru. He sold six shows, one of them to VH1, and he's got, from the Backstreet Boys, AJ McLean, he's got my boyfriend Joey Fatone from NSYNC, from New Kids on the Block, Joey McIntyre, and from New Edition, Bobby Brown, and each of them will form a boy band and get the most talented guys in America and get them all together in a band, and they'll have a competition to see who the best is.
Bobby Brown is a train wreck. That guy can barely get dressed in the morning. How is he going to be
recovering.
On a reality show?
He'll be
whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. We could probably pass on him.
Actually, Lance Bass did say that Bobby Brown had yet to sign officially, but he thinks that Bobby will do it. So there you go.
All right. So that's that story.
Hey, did you hear about the people that could be replacing Regis?
No.
All right, so it's down to a short list now. They have three people. Can you
I
guess who one of them is?
I thought they worked things out with Regis. I think he's going to stay longer.
Mm-hmm.
He's staying longer, but he's still going to go.
Can you guess who one of them is? You can totally
when
guess.
When the weather gets
Ryan
bad,
Seacrest.
He wants to go to California.
Yeah.
Ryan is?
Yeah.
Ryan
really?
Seacrest, Mark Consuelos, who's Kelly's husband, and then a guy I haven't heard of, Cohen. What's his name? Let's see.
I don't know, but
Mark
how does
Cohen.
Ryan do that when most of his work is on the West Coast?
I don't know.
Oh,
he can move.
Work.
He could do his radio show from anywhere. I don't know.
Yeah, but he
maybe
does a local radio show.
Yeah,
how do you do a
local
LA radio show from New York?
Yeah. Come on. You can do it. You stay connected.
And you know what? But he's too much about Ryan and that's not negative. I don't think he's – one of the things he's not particularly good at is talking to people at length.
Conversing.
He's very good when he introduced the people on American Idol. He's pretty good at the short chats with the stars on his radio shows, and he's very good at coming up with ideas, producing shows and stuff. I don't see him engaging with people in a long conversation.
Yeah, I kind of get what you're saying. He's more of a hosty kind of guy,
not so much an in-depth
interviewer.
Right.
I really like Mark Consuelos. I don't know if that'll be cheesy because
who's
they're
Mark
a husband
Consuelos?
And wife team. He was on All My Children with Kelly Ripa when they met, and then they got married.
Oh.
So that's her husband. But he does a great job when he fills in for
Regis.
But
see, he doesn't have star power.
Oh, he does. He's actually pretty good.
I don't know who he is.
Really? No, he's an actor. He's got good at zombie.
Okay, what I'm saying is the average people know who Ryan is. They got to find somebody. If they're expecting to hold on to the audience or create a new one, they got to have somebody.
I thought it
Regis
was be
has always
what,
been
what Jennifer's
the
telling you is that people that watch the show know who Mark Consuelos
is.
Yeah. But they need to expand.
Bottom line, people, I'm great. Yeah. Nobody can replace me.
Nobody
that's about
will
right.
Me.
I'm
the
51,
best.
That's why I think the show doesn't work anymore. 51 after the hour.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Now, 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our poll yesterday, if the IRS makes a mistake and gives you money, should be able to keep it.
Ooh, what were
71% of you who responded at DougSteffen.com said no.
No.
It's the same as stealing.
No.
22% said absolutely, it's not our fault if they make the mistake. 7% said maybe, depending on how much it really is.
$100,000 though, that's a lot.
How much was $110,000, right?
It was $110,000, and he'd spent like 60 or 70 of it.
Right.
Paid off his school loans.
Yeah.
His student loans.
But arresting him, that's over
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that really is ridiculous. Marilyn Monroe's dress from 7-Year Itch sold at auction over the weekend, $5.6 million.
Wow. Did you buy it?
I did not, but thanks, Rich. Wow.
Do they get it fumigated to get rid of the itch?
Yeah, I'm not
the
sure.
7-year itch.
Yeah. It's just kind of interesting how much people will pay, collectors will pay for some of this memorabilia. It really is. Why would you pay $5.6 million? Because you want to either wear it and look like her, or you want to sleep next to it and smell what she smelled like?
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. Memorabilia always gets me. And autographs, too. I never really understand autographs.
Yeah.
I'd rather a picture.
A picture with somebody, or if the memorabilia is like a guitar.
Hmm.
You know, something like
that. But
something
see, something, all this stuff means something different to everybody. That's what makes the world go round, because everybody's different. I'm excited about being on the tractor and plowing. And that's sort of my thing.
I'd
you think that would excite everybody?
Mm-hmm. For a day.
The new featured slideshow at DougSteffen.com. Me being on the plow. You can check that out as I plow one of the fields on the farm. If you want to see me on the Massey Ferguson 1150 with a five-bottom plow.
I was just thinking I'd like to see you on a Massey Ferguson with a five-bottom plow.
Five-bottom plow, there it is. Jennifer's got some info on who will replace Chris Maloney, maybe, on SUV or SVU.
People are lining up. There's There's five.
Nah,
we're going to find out in a minute.
Yes, we are. That's true.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Hill Harper.
And Lauren Velez. When you're trying to save your home from foreclosure,
don't let people scam you.
I can give you a loan with no strings attached.
You don't work for a bank.
But I can't give you a good deal.
Foreclosure is not a joke.
I know.
You send me letters, emails, you change to my home.
Don't talk to the wrong guys. Talk to HUD.
They will connect you to HUD-approved housing counselors that can help you.
Now is the time to act. If you think you've been a victim of discrimination, go to HUD.gov/fairhousing or call 1-800-669-9777.
All right, so Jen.
Yes.
The people lining up to replace Chris Maloney, I don't understand why he's leaving, but then a lot of people.
What else is he going to do? And, you know, I'm going to read you these names, and you're going to say, ah, who cares? But remember that Chris was a nobody before he did Law & Order, pretty much. So,
maybe.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, he's been in some. All right, so who's on the list?
All right, so Kevin Alejandro, who's on True Blood right now, he was on Southland.
Yeah.
Reese Coro, who's on Entourage. David Conrad from The Ghost Whisperer.
Which one is he on Entourage? Who is he?
I have no idea. Danny Pino from Cold Case and Michael Raymond James from Terriers.
None of them. Yeah.
Exactly. From you're going to say who cares, yeah. There's your list. One of those guys. Danny Pino used to be a child star, I believe.
Yeah.
In other news, it's kind of related to this. Thomas Gibson was going to leave Criminal Minds, but he just signed his deal last
week. Which one is he?
Back. He's the big guy. He's the star on Criminal Minds.
No, he's not.
He used to be in Dharma and Greg.
The star in Criminal Minds is not that guy. Who's what?
There's Shamar Moore, I believe, and Thomas Gibson, and...
No, I'm thinking about the same. Oh, you know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about the other show with Joe Montana.
Right.
Yes.
Joe Montana.
You know, there's so many different versions
I know.
Of shows.
It's the same
stuff.
Yeah. Right.
CSIs and Law and Orders and Criminal Minds.
It's interesting. The only things that work on television are either dramas about murder
or hospitals.
Or hospitals or comedies. That's
yes.
it. There's nothing else that works. And that's really amazing. Let's get a farm show going, Richie.
I'd say you should do it.
I'd watch.
Yeah. Would you? What would you watch?
Maybe Paris Hilton
could
be
your wife.
Co-star.
Farmer wants a wife. Farmer wants a wife. Hi-ho the Dario. The farmer wants a wife.
Farmer needs a